Hot Cares Christmas, spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.
Here we are, 2022, Hot Cares Christmas time. Yeah, we're going to spend some of that 8.9 million rand we raised at this year's Tedathon, thanks to you. And it's the story of Sally and Jay, mother and daughter. Those are not their real names. We don't want to use their real names. They've been through a rough time of it over the last 18 months.
Rough to say the least is, I mean, it's an underestimation to say that. The better part of 2021 and 2022, Sally and her daughter Joan have spent living on the streets in parks, under bus shelters in and around Benoni town. Sally does work at a salon, and she managed to save a little bit of money for her and her daughter to get a one-bedroom apartment. And she had that money stolen, but she was very lucky to have a customer at the salon offer them a place to stay free of charge, because obviously Sally is a single mom and taking care of Jane, who's still studying. But now that customer's emigrated, and they have selling up the property, and Sally and Jane are facing life on the streets once again.
And the story gets worse. Jane was only 15 years old when she had a violent attack. And the trauma of that made her lead into the path of drugs, you know, just to take the pain away.
And credit to her as well. She's been clean for almost 6 years now. She's gone on to study architecture. In her final year, when she presented her project, she attained 98%.
The other thing about Jane is she's now quite ill. She's found herself in a diabetic situation. She's, you know, diabetic. And the problem with that type of diabetes is you need insulin, which needs to be refrigerated. And if you're on and off the streets, it's not like you can keep a fridge around. And in fact, you oftentimes have to pay somebody protection to keep your belongings from being stolen while you're out trying to earn a living. So it's been a really, really difficult time for Sally and Jane.
We can cross to Tara Penny, who's in Benoni with the mum and daughter.
Hi, Tony. I've got Jane and I've got Sally standing in front of me.
Good morning to Sally and Jane. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you?
We are wonderful. We are very, very excited to chat to you. We know that you had a really, really tough 2021 and 2022, specifically as it relates to getting the funds together for, you know, renting the chair at work for you, Sally, and obviously keeping a roof over your heads. We're very happy to know that you guys are recovering well, and also to hear that Jane has done so well with her architecture. How are your studies going now, Jane?
Thank you. I'll be finishing up in February.
Oh, that's just now, and then you'll be looking towards graduation.
Yes.
Well, we have got you on the line because we want to give you a little bit of good news for Christmas. We understand that you've had a tough time with being able to keep medication refrigerated to keep your insulin safe. So we would like to purchase for you a fridge so that you can keep your insulin safe. That's valued at 5,000 Rand.
Thank you.
We would also like to be able to fill up that fridge with some groceries. So we're adding in a Checkers voucher with 1,500 Rand.
Thank you.
And then, so that you can make your new space and your new home your own, and so that Jane has some lovely clothing for her graduation, we'd like to throw in some vouchers for clothing and for home care from Mr. Price as well.
Thank you so much.
You know the whole point is you need to keep working doing your hairdressing. So we want to give you 4,000 Rand for 6 months.
Thank you. That can pay my rent, the chair.
Exactly. That's what we want you to do, is to carry on working and not worry about how you're going to do that, and so that Jane can continue with her studies and finish off with a bang, as she already has, and for you to be safe in your home with your medication and your clothing and your groceries.
I hope this is going to make your life a little bit easier.
It will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, we are so, so in awe of the journey that you and your daughter have been on. And our listeners here at Hot 102.7, you just want to extend our arms around you both for the incredible, incredible, valiant, bright, brave fight for survival for you and your daughter. And we wish you every success and very, very Christmas.
Thank you so much, you still. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, Sue.
And to you too, both.
And if you both look to the left, you'll see my colleague BK carrying out your brand new fridge, courtesy of Hot Cares, to keep that insulin and all your food that you need nice and cold.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The wonderful woman who nominated these two extraordinary human beings has just been hugged. We've just handed over a beautiful bouquet of flowers to brighten up their day. We've handed over the fridge, some groceries, some beautiful gift packs with vouchers so they can treat themselves to some nice new clothes that they deserve, and also to put some groceries in that brand new fridge with a bright Christmas bow on it. Tony, we've got tears all around. So I think we're going to give a little bit of a hug ourselves and help these ladies bring their goodies home where they belong.
Cheers, Tara.
Hot Cares Christmas. Spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.